Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
All right, so we're getting ready for the NFL draft. It will be taking place in 3 weeks, and everything is being done virtually. It's a challenge for the prospects. It's a challenge for the agents, for the teams who can't meet with these guys in person or work them out. It's also a challenge for those who are trying to get them ready from the nutrition side and the strength side. And so we are pleased to welcome a nutritionist, Jacqueline Sclaver, who has been working with a group of clients trying to prepare them for the draft. And now everything is being done virtually. What have these last few weeks been like during these surreal and unprecedented times?
It's been really interesting. I went from being on top of the world at NFL Combine in Indianapolis a few weeks ago, coming back down to South Florida, where I've been training my athletes, and just having a freeze, just a pause on everything. And things as I know it, as a coach and as a nutrition coach, have gone completely off track. So it's been a really interesting road. It's been an interesting road psychologically as a coach and having to be there for my athletes, some who didn't have combine invites and also didn't get a chance to go to their pro days. And also an interesting change of what we're used to doing as far as me helping them with their nutrition and how they're used to sourcing their food. And a lot of them go back to their schools after combine training, or they're on meal prep at the facilities. So we've had to change those things around a lot too. And some of my athletes are getting a quick lesson in how to cook for themselves.
So for you, what is the biggest concern with the changes and all this uncertainty? You know, what's the biggest hurdle as you try to prepare your athletes?
Right now, the biggest hurdle would be we put a lot of weight. Most of the guys need to gain weight. And when I say weight, we're looking anywhere from 5 to 15 pounds we've put on them in 8 to 12 weeks. So we want to keep that weight on them. And that's a big hurdle because their training has been scaled back. And yes, a lot of it's about their food, but they need to be lifting weights and they need to be training. And I decide how many calories and what their macronutrients are based on their output every day and what their training is. So we've had to do a lot of changing to their programming. I do a lot of nutrient timing as well. So I want to refuel them after their workouts. And some of them only get one workout a day now. Some of them are really left on their own. They might not even be working out every day. So we've done a lot of changes to the regular program.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that because I spoke to an agent who said that some athletes are working out in their garages or they're training virtually with a trainer, and in your case, a nutritionist trying to speak to them. So how are they training given all these restrictions, your guys?
Exactly like you said, some of the guys are fortunate enough to have their own equipment at their house. A little bit different than the NFL guys, the draft guys aren't in a financial position where they can just go out and order stuff online right now. So if they don't have the weights at their house already, I know a lot of them are doing virtual training to keep up their speed and agility. Speed training will deteriorate in about 3 to 5 days, whereas strength and muscle growth, that has about 30 days on it. So I think my perspective would be do as much as you can to keep up your speed and at least get a workout. You can be outside for that. And there are a lot of apps out there that a lot of coaches are pushing out to do virtual training. So that's definitely an option for them. As far as me, I work virtually year round. I do meet my athletes and I see them during the 8 weeks of combine. I'm with them in a facility, whether I'm there every day or if I just visit them once a week. But then the rest of the year is a lot of virtual work for me. So this is something I'm used to. And whether we get on Zoom or we speak over the phone, virtual nutrition coaching is second nature for me.
Functional sports nutritionist Jacqueline Sclaver with us here after hours on CBS Sports Radio. You mentioned that these guys have to cook for themselves. I can only imagine most of them are just out of college or didn't even finish yet, and you're having to teach them how to prepare food. So what do you tell them?
This is survival of the fittest, right? And you know the great thing about athletes is they will do whatever they have to do to get to their goals. So it's actually sometimes a lot easier to teach these guys than it is to teach other people. If some of them went home, they're really lucky because they have their moms there. But a lot of them, it's basics. First of all, where are they at in the country and what's their access to food right now? Some people in New York, close to New York City and New Jersey and the LA area, have a lot of trouble getting food. Mm. So it's what do you have access to? The first thing I told all of my athletes was make sure you stock up your freezers so that you have at least 2 weeks worth of food. So we have things to work with. So now it's what food do you have access to? Is your meal prep company still meal prepping? And that's something I've been sourcing out because a lot of meal prep companies are still open. They're allowed to be open and they're helping a lot of people. So if I can source them a meal prep, I am. And if not, then we're learning how to cook basic food in bulk. So we're doing a lot of Instapot, a lot of Crock-Pot, things like that.
That's awesome. It's great that they are actually getting this training because it could probably serve them well down the road, even though maybe it wasn't supposed to happen right now.
Yeah, you're right. A lot of people think, oh, these guys are at a disadvantage. But you know what? They're being thrown into the mix a lot faster and having to learn things that they might not learn for a couple of years if they just went straight into the league. So
it's just as important for them in terms of their attitudes and their perspective. And you mentioned just the psychological training and that side of it. So mentally, how do you feel like your athletes are handling these unexpected interruptions to their prep?
I think a lot are confused. You know, they're still young guys. And they do turn to me, and I'm sure there are other coaches, for support and explanation of, first of all, what's going on. They've come to me for what's going on from a scientific perspective and a health perspective. And then, you know, what should I be expecting of my future? What's going on with the league? We can't answer that question. But what we can tell them is, you know, how to stay on track, how to keep their head up, how to stay away from other people and to keep their training safe. That's a question that a lot of people have thrown at me. You know, hey, Jack, you know, I was offered to go train down at this facility. And do you think it's a good idea? And I'm like, no, I don't think it's a good idea at all. Mm. You need to stay away. So I think there's a lot of other coaching that's coming into play now that I never anticipated to come into play.
Have you changed your goals at all? Or are you sticking to the same program and just figuring out ways to make it work?
We're pretty much sticking to the same program. Right now, the draft's at the end of the month. So there's no workouts. The guys don't have to go in and necessarily perform. So I guess that's better because they can't be training as much. But we definitely, like I said, we want to keep the weight on that people did put on. So I have to, of course, keep their calories back down. But the focus now can even be on, well, why are we eating this food? Before, especially with my combine guys, because it's such a condensed period of time, mm-hmm. I don't really get to explain so much why we're doing things. It's more like this is what we're going to do. So I love right now that I have the opportunity to teach my guys, why are they eating these foods? Why are they eating it at certain times? And how can we hone in on the actual nutrient value of foods?
Mm. Jacqueline Sclaver is a functional sports nutritionist trying to prepare a group of athletes for the draft and not able to see them in person or to have them go to the grocery store and get whatever they need. So you mentioned a couple times the goals. What basic goals do you have, even through the course of this whole process, maybe going back to the combine as you try to get your athletes ready?
I think my goals overall are to get them faster, stronger, and the weight that the NFL wants them to be at. And I'm not kidding when I say guys come in and they put on 15 pounds with me. So these are gold and put on 15 pounds and get faster. They're running their 40s faster. Their bench press is going up significantly. So they're moving better at a heavier weight. So that's a huge goal, is to really, be able to put that weight on and make it lean muscle. Make sure that they're not just putting on fat. We want them to be putting on lean muscle.
I'd asked, other people, various other angles of, you know, NFL and player reps, how they feel about the draft going on as scheduled. So I'll ask you, as someone who's, leaping over these hurdles every day, how do you feel about the NFL not pushing the draft until we're through this coronavirus pandemic?
I think it's really important that they run the draft. for multiple reasons. I think because the NFL is still technically running on schedule, it's important that they keep the draft on schedule. And I get it. There's a lot of advertising dollars lost. Some people might not get to walk on stage, but I think the athletes are lucky that the draft is going on. And I think it's something that can bring the country together for a sporting event. And we've seen throughout the years, even after 9/11, how sports can bring people together. So something positive that we need out there right now. I think it's really important. The NFL has the ability to make this run. It'd be a great thing for the entire country to watch right now.
Well, I would say my listeners agree with you. They're salivating over having a live sporting event coming up in 3 weeks, especially since it's going to be a bit of a novelty, something unlike we've ever seen before with everything done virtually. Jacqueline Sclaver is with us here after hours on CBS Sports Radio. Originally, we had wanted to connect with you over something that you were putting together called a virtual combine. First of all, tell me how it was going to work for your guys.
Sure. So U48 Performance in Atlanta was putting together a virtual combine for our guys who didn't get to have a pro day. And they were going to use a laser to track the time. And they were going to do everything in groups. He was going to divide it into groups. I think it was of eight. And they were going to run through a virtual combine for every single station, including position drills, weighing the guys and having a camera on everything. And initially, the idea was, and they sent it out to different scouts from teams and to have everybody kind of tune in virtually and to see it was going to be on YouTube Live and Instagram Live and Facebook Live. And just obviously the times can't be put on record, but just to see the guys perform, give them their shot and their chance to see how much the work that they've put in and what they're able to do right now. And so that was the initial plan. And then as things started to get a little bit worse and they rapidly got worse, you know, he decided it wasn't a good idea. We didn't want to have all those people in one area together and we just hold off on it. So unfortunately, that got canceled, but it was a great idea. It was a great concept. And luckily, a lot of the guys do have a lot of film. A lot of coaches have been filming them throughout combine training. So that's something I think is working to their advantage right now because they are doing phone calls with scouts and FaceTime calls with scouts. So if they have anything they can show them, I'm sure that helps.
As someone who is in constant communication with the athletes, how did they take the news? You know, how did they react to yet another kind of curveball?
At this point, I feel like they're just rolling with the punches, right? Like, that's another great thing that athletes are, they have a lot of agility and they're able to just keep going with what's going to happen. They don't have much of a choice. So they're disappointed, but they were still out there training. And now I see a lot of them training out in fields and things like that. Now they're putting stuff up and now they're really focusing on putting content out of their training throughout their time in combine training. So I think they're trying to keep their attitude positive about things.
Big picture, Jacqueline, your role and I think the role of sports nutrition has really expanded over, say, the last 5 years, even the last 10 years. What's that experience been like for you as someone who is now considered a necessity for athletes who are preparing for either a draft or preparing for a pro sports career?
I can't wait for it to grow even more. I feel like I'm still trying to prove to people why they need nutrition. I mean, look, they're out there in the field every day, and what you put into your body affects what comes out of your body. It's not just about food. I mean, there's tons of biochemical reactions going on. And then your sleep. Your sleep is affected by your hormones, and your hormones are affected by how much you're eating. I mean, we can change your cortisol. We can increase your testosterone. We can increase your recovery time after injury by the foods that you're putting into your body. There's so much that's affected by the food and the supplements and all of your patterns of life outside of just training that I feel that the importance of nutrition is getting there, but hopefully a lot more people start to see it over the next few years.
Definitely is something you hear a lot more now. It's become part of the common vernacular. And Jacqueline Sclaver is a functional sports nutritionist who has been thrown kind of this exam that she has to deal with before the draft. But sounds like you and the athletes are navigating it well. It's great to talk to you. Thank you so much for a couple of minutes.
Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.